One of the mitzvahs hayom on Purim is the chiyuv suda, the obligation to have a Purim feast. And in contrast to Chanukah, generally we assume there's no chiyuv suda. It's a praiseworthy to have a suda on Chanukah. It's generally not assumed to be a chiyuv lahalacha. So why is it by Purim there's a chiyuv suda and not by Chanukah? So there's a famous answer of the Lavush, that he wants to show the distinction between the nature of the persecution. That on Purim it was Rahashmi Laharagos called Yehudim, it was a physical persecution, and therefore we celebrate in a physical way. By Chanukah, it was a more spiritual persecution. They didn't want to kill us, they wanted us to accept the Greek values. If we would have, so then they wouldn't have killed. It's only because we didn't, they wanted to kill us as well. So one was more spiritual, one was physical. As they point, as we know, in the Nazis try to kill the Jews, but in Russia, they try to kill Judaism. They wouldn't teach not just Judaism, they wouldn't teach any religions, and therefore those are the two. That's the Purim and Chanukah. So Purim is more physical. We celebrate physical, or there's the famous answer they give that. Any, the Ramban in the end of Mishpatim, any celebration having to do with Torah, like a Siyam, we make a Suda, like by the end of Mishpatim, that the Jewish people were partying after Aman Torah, so some warning there's a fault. Others say, no, that was the way it should be. From here, we learn out the Ramban writes that when it comes to a simcha of Torah, we celebrate in a physical way. So what does that have to do with Purim? The Gemara tells us in Shabbos, on Peches, Kofnum of Har Kegigis, that was Har Sinai, but on Purim was Kimo Vekiblu. They accepted the Torah B'Ava, and therefore, since it was a reacceptance of Kabbalah's Torah, so we have a Chiyuv Suda on Purim. So that's why on Purim, we all know that we have a Suda. So this year it's a little more trickier because it's Friday, and therefore maybe people are going to be doing it more halachically properly, because the minig is that the minigs have a meal on Purim. So what many people do is they wait to the last half an hour, then they have the meal, and they eat most of the meal on Purim. We assume that's the minig and it's okay. But the question is, why are you waiting? Why not have... So on Friday, the poskim... There's a minig Yerushalayim that talks about Poreis Mapo Makadesh. You start the meal late in the day, and then you go right into Kiddush. But our minig is in Chutz Laaretz, we try to have it by Chatzos, or at least Tzomach HaMincha, etc. We try to have it earlier on Friday. But why shouldn't it be that way all week long, all year round? Like, what if Purim falls out on Thursday, why do we have it later? So that's what the famous Trumas Hadeshin points out, that Purim, it's so busy. We're busy with the Kriyas HaMegillah in the morning, with Shalach Manos, Matanos Rav Yonim, drinking, whatever one has to do on Purim. And therefore, the time you get everything done, you don't start eating later in the Suda. Like the famous Tosfos points out, like the Mishnah and Chulin on Daf Pei Zayin, that there's a prohibition, you can't slaughter the mother and the child on the same day. So generally, you sell an animal, you don't have to tell anyone, because there's no assumption, just because you bought it on Tuesday, you're shechting it. But if you buy it on an Erev Yontif, or close to a Yontif, you have to tell someone if you sold the mother or the child or whatever, so therefore they know that they shouldn't slaughter it and be a violation of doing it by Yom Echad. So interesting, the Mishnah only tells us you have to make this announcement when it's Erev Yontif. However, it goes through a whole list of days where you have to make the announcement. And conspicuous from the list is Erev Sukkos. So Tosfos asks, why is Erev Sukkos left out? That is it is an oversight, or why was it left out that you don't have to make an announcement and tell the people that you... that you don't have to worry about Oso Vespino. So the assumption is, Tosfos points out, because Erev Sukkos is so busy, so There's no times, so you don't have to worry about it. So we see by the parenthetical, Erev Sukkot is busier than Erev Pesach. I guess during those days they were so busy they didn't have time to slaughter animals. They were so busy with the sukkah and everything else. So really, strictly speaking, one should be eating the Sudas Purim during the day all the time. Because the mitzvah is beyond. The Gemara talks of eating the Sudas Purim by Laila Yatza. So some people discuss, you now yet say the day Purim. That's a good whole discussion of Mesha Chachma and Tetzav about what about if you have it at light, with lights on, is it okay? But the bottom line is, many assume that there is a mitzvah to have a suda at night. The chi, when we talk about chi of suda and Purim, those are mitzvahs biyom. Like Megillah, and in fact, just like we have a Megillah biyom and Megillah b'layla, so to have a suda. But all our mitzvahs are biyom, like Shalach Manah is the suda, and therefore we assume the ikr chi of suda is during the day. But in addition to the day, one could have one at night. And it means, if you're not Yotzi with Sudas Laila, I mean, if you wanted to have the Suda at night instead of during the day, especially this year, one would like to do it, to have a Thursday night, that doesn't work. It's a nice Indian to have another one. But that's the issue in terms of Purim having the Chiyuv Suda, and why it's a good idea to have it during the day, but why the Minhag Yisrael is not, I guess you're in Yerushalayim, is to have the Suda later in the day, except for Friday, if it's Minhag Yerushalayim, and especially this year on Friday, we try to have the Suda earlier in the day.